Well, I bet you're saying about time, huh?
About time for what?
About time for getting on the radio.
No.
No, you don't really care about that
no,
part.
No, I don't.
In fact, you usually run and hide from me. You have ever since you were young at Gladstone High School.
Oh, yeah.
But it was about time, though, for the girls to get the lead there. Boy, that was getting scary for a while.
Oh, it was getting scary. Like, we knew, like, coming off after a big game like Bryan and Stratton, we had to create energy for this game. Because playing against a team where you're getting tired and you're like, oh, like, they're not as good as them, but they're still good, you know? We just have to play up to our level.
Well, and you weren't. It didn't look like, it looked like there was just, it was flat.
Yeah, we were flat. We came off a bus, so we have to find our energy right off the bus in order to bring it onto the court.
You mean you weren't getting it from the standing room only crowd in here?
Oh, yeah. We had a couple fans. They showed up.
We had a couple fans. And we could hear them, couldn't we?
Yeah, we could hear them.
So what were you thinking, though? Fourth quarter, and they took a three-point lead. You're going to be thinking, like, whoa.
Yeah, I wasn't worried at all. I knew our team would pick it up right there. I was like, we just need to create energy, score, have solid defense. That's pretty much it.
Well, tell me about the defense part, because you contributed that part, and I know that was also a part of your game at Gladstone in high school. It was tonight. You took a lot of pride in that, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Any tip I can get, just so, even if I just tip it to my other teammates so they can get the ball and secure it for our team to set things up for our plays, that, like, gets me energized for them so I can get another tip.
And you and Red did a nice job on the two-time, right?
Oh, yeah.
You had fun with that?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so you made some free throws tonight.
Oh, I also airballed one.
I was gonna be nice at first. I was going to be nice at first, say you made three free throws in a row.
Before the game, I was messing around playing with JB, Jordan Belleville, and I made fun of her saying, hey, at least I don't airball during a game, because she airballed this year during a free throw, and then I did, and I just looked right at her like, oh, that's karma right there.
Did she give you emotion or something like that?
Oh, she looked at me and started giggling a little bit, and I was like, oh.
I was giggling too, because we were ahead by 9 at the point, so it didn't really matter at that point.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you guys got to play Go Gibbick on Wednesday. What do you? That's huge.
It is huge, because we need to win this game in order to play at home for nationals. Or the national tournament,
for
right?
The regionals, yeah.
Regionals, yeah.
We don't want to go back to Go Gibbick again.
No.
We already went there 3 times. Let them come to us again. What
yeah.
do you think?
I like that idea. Especially, we'll have more fans at home if we're there.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I will let you give a shout-out to whoever you think may be listening, because we have the men's game coming up here in a little bit.
My mom, Mark, my dad, my family at home, the girls' basketball team, Gladstone's girls' basketball team. They're playing Esky right now.
And they're just starting at 7:22.
Well,
about 8 minutes from now. What do you think? Is that going to be an orange and black win tonight?
What?
she looks at me like she was looking at Red, like, what?
You know, you they're think both good teams.
Yeah, no, you think the purple are going to pull through, though, don't you?
I have faith in them.
Okay. All right, so continue with your shout-outs here. I didn't mean to interrupt.
I don't know who else. The Crow family.
Hey, they may be listening. All right, well, congratulations on the W, and you turned it around with 4 steals in the fourth quarter. Good job.
Thank you.
All right. Caitlin Hardwick, everybody, your player of the game, as the ladies win 57-49 here in Alpena tonight. Caitlin Hardwick with 7 points and 4 huge steals in that fourth quarter. Okay, we'll be back in 3 minutes to reset the deck and get ready for the men's game. 3-minute break for more of our sponsors who have paid the freight for us to come down and...